And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. You can learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. We are joined now on the phone by Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Jamesetta Bedford. Jamesetta, Happy New Year, first of all.
Yes, Happy New Year.
I hope you had a pleasant holiday season, and hope the week's treating you well so far as we get back into things. A little slow for me getting the kids out to school this morning, and now it feels like we're fully back into it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't miss those days.
Absolutely. It is 2024 now, so I wanted to start by just kind of speaking in big general terms. What is the chair of the Orange County Commissioners looking forward to for Orange County in 2024?
Oh, my goodness. I think we'll start off with hopefully finalizing our strategic plan that will pull so much together. Our board has a retreat meeting January 19th to do that work. All the departments have been in, the public's been involved. So they've had a second round of input. So I think that'll be a major accomplishment. And then we also have, it won't be completed in 2024, but a lot of work will be done in 2024 on the update of the comprehensive plan, which has been called Land Use 2050. So folks should look forward to that and give input across the county. And since we just adopted a climate action plan, the next steps are to integrate it, you know, integrate it across with the strategic plan into all the different departments and functions, and that'll be ongoing. And then I think we didn't get to it in our December meeting, but we're looking at a bond referendum in November. And I don't know, schools will be a part of it, county facilities, much more detail. Not sure yet. We were supposed to talk about that just big picture, like, well, how much of a bond? We were planning $130 million for schools. That was it. But the report came in, and it's like anywhere from half a billion to $1 billion. I mean, if we did everything beautifully, it'd be $1 billion. That's not possible. You know, half a billion, $500 million, our whole entire budget's $279 million. So we have to have discussions about, well, how much of the county and how much of the schools can we do? So that'll be big.
What's it like when you're having those conversations where it's like you see that number it's an unattainable number, and at the same time you know that, you know, this isn't a number that somebody made up just to make a big number. There are real needs going on in the schools that I think pretty much everybody'd get behind. So how do those difficult conversations play out when you're thinking about that budgeting?
Well, luckily the consultant gave us different options, and you can always just take more time. If we can't afford this much, well, if we can't do it in 5 years, can we do it in 8 years? Can we do it in 10 years? And I do expect to, this is just me talking, that we will need a small, I mean, if we did everything, it's like an 8-cent tax increase. I don't think we'll be doing everything in 10 years. So that's a lot of money. So, you know, what can we do? And they also were strategic that if you can only do this much, then you need to say build this school or renovate that school. Then you have float space so that when you do have the money, you renovate this school and sort of give us the domino effect. And with the county facilities, which there are different dominoes also, because with the jail being moved up to 70, that facility is sitting there empty, but it stores an important amount of evidence that can never be destroyed. So if we want to do a parking lot or do a court facility, we first have to create a facility that has the air control, the temperature control for that storage. And then the other big one to me, and this is, you know, our board has, we didn't get to discuss that. We ran out of time in December, is the EMS facility that's in a warehouse now that's really inappropriate. Well, that's a domino. If we move it a little north of 70 in Hillsborough, where we have 30 plus acres, where the transportation office is, then that creates the opportunity to get another department, the facilities department can move in where they were, We could move a gym there that shuts down a gym. There's just a lot of domino pieces to consider, and we'll have to consider everyone's pocketbook and hope the sales tax has been growing, that those revenues continue to be positive and the economy continues to be a positive.
That's the familiar voice of Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, James Ed of Bedford. We're talking about what's ahead in 2024 for Orange County. And I know on the commissioner end, most of the work is long past done on this, but something that I've got my eye on, I'm pretty excited about, is that upcoming anticipated completion of the 203 project in Carrboro that will include an Orange County Public Library being in Carrboro for the first time ever. And as I said, the commissioner's work on that seems to me like it's pretty much done, but seeing kind of the fruition of a long project is always great, and it looks like we're going to get that this year in Carrboro.
Yes, a library, as well as a skills center, which has been here in the Europa building, on a bus line but not well used, which is part of DSS for folks that need job training. They do some CNA training with Durham Tech, and the Guardian Ad Litem has some offices there. Getting that in Carrboro, where there's much more bus access, much more foot traffic, will be a plus. And then in the spring with the budget, we've been told all these years that new library, the operating costs, you know, now we have to hire people, will be about $500,000, and you know it's going to be higher. I just know it's going to be higher.
That just seems likely.
So what can we do and balance the hours and be fair to everyone so that we can finally, I think it's been the plans for over 20 years, 30 years, if you talk to the advocates.
Absolutely, and it's we're right up on it now. I've been impressed with that project because, you know, as you were saying, you kind of get a sense that things are going to be higher. When a project's this big, you get a sense that it's going to be completed later than that original date, but they still seem to be on the original target date, which is super impressive and exciting for folks in the community for sure. Along the lines of working with Carrboro, I know that you've got an upcoming meeting with the mayors. And refresh my memory on what this meeting's called, because it sounds awesome.
Sure. it's an assembly of governments, and it's every elected from the town of Hillsborough, their commissioners, every elected from, you know, mayor and council people from Carrboro and Chapel Hill and all the Orange County commissioners. And they used to meet I've heard they met more than once a year, but in my 5 years, it was in January, and then COVID shut it down, and then it was virtual. And then last year, we were like, we really didn't have a lot to discuss, so we didn't hold it last, you know, why meet to meet? And this year, we'll be doing it the 23rd of January. We're going to be at Southern Human Services. It'll be a little tight, but we can video and audio tape there and stream it and just kind of change it up, you know, make it easier for the folks in the Chapel Hill and Carrboro to get there.
I absolutely love the name Assembly of Governments. It sounds like there should be fanfare every time it's spoken.
I had the school boards, too. I was thinking about that. You know, why aren't we including the school boards? And so the mayors and I met. We've been meeting, and we had to wait for the Chapel Hill election. So then we brought Mayor Anderson in, and we had a Teams meeting Friday, and we've come up with two topics. GARE, which is the Government Alliance on Race and Equity, which all of us belong to, as well as Durham County and some of the other regional governments. We need to have an update. You know, what is each town doing? And there's a new online tool. I think we talked about that a few months ago. And how do we use it? You know, how does the public use it? How do we as elected use it? How do our various committees, was on the Health Department Equity Subcommittee? Well, we used it. So that'll be part of the agenda. And then the behavioral health diversion facility, urgent care, an update on that. And that's one that's we have land under option. We have architects, and RHA is the provider subconsultant drafting the plans. We know year two would be about $24 million to build it. We're still calculating operating costs. And so that's another estimated $4 to $5 million, but Medicaid expansion will help. It brought it down from $6 million. We're just trying to figure out how much, what's the tax increase, can we cover it, our revenues, and making sure everyone understands what it is, because, I mean, who's ever heard of that, right?
Right. We're speaking with James Ed of Bedford, Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, and that Assembly of Governments meeting is coming up in just about 2.5 weeks, right? Is it the 23rd?
Yes, 23rd, yep, 7 o'clock.
We are just about out of time, Jamesetta. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
I do. We have restarted our County Government Academy, and you can go on the website, County, you know, Orange County NC website, and sign up once a week. I think it's 6 to 8 weeks, or every other week. I don't know what the details are. I was in the initial class. Starts in February, and you look, you do field trips, and you learn all about county government. You get to go to the landfill. You get to go to animal services, emergency services, and see, you know, where the 911 center is. That kind of activity, and then we try to recruit those folks to serve on advisory boards. So sign up is now.
Jamesetta, thanks for making the time. Once again, Happy New Year, and we'll be talking many times going forward throughout 2024.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you. Bye.